This is the Game On TV podcast on GameOnTV.com.au.
Hi and welcome to Game On TV podcast. I'm Tim.
I'm Jason.
And we're back again.
We are. We are recording on a Monday, which looks to be the new format.
Yep.
We'll probably record this on a Monday, hopefully get it up on a Tuesday.
I hope you can
get I'll see how I go.
Up on a Tuesday. That'd be really nice, man. That'd be a bit of a difference for you. Batman review goes out tonight.
Yes, it does. And that reminds me, so I don't forget, if you do have your Batman Arkham City, don't forget that this Thursday is Thanksgiving. It's American Thanksgiving, and if you're going for the Calendar Man achievement, you'll want to go and chat to Calendar Man this Thursday. Make sure you get that done.
That's a reminder
for me.
You are already doing it.
I'm already actually in the room. It's saved in the room for me to go and chat to him. I'm looking forward to doing the whole thing.
I haven't played Batman enough.
Really?
To have found Calendar Man yet.
You may have already found him. He's pretty early on. In fact, he's in the courthouse where you first go. Although he's in the back of the courthouse, I'm not sure you can get there in the first sort of scene.
Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I haven't found him. Haven't really been looking though.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the game.
Yeah.
You know, good looking game. It's just so many games came out this last week.
Yeah.
That it's kind of like I've just been caught playing other things.
No, look, we're at the business end of the season. In fact, we're pretty much in the last week of the pre-Christmas releases.
Yeah.
Everything starts to taper off now, so we'll be able to actually finish up
and enjoy
some of the other games.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, if this is your first podcast, maybe you've just seen the Arkham City TV spot. And you're joining us on the podcast. We've spoken about Arkham City at length in some of the other podcasts. If you go back in the feed, you'll hear some more in depth talk about it. But
I'm done.
you're done talking about it.
No, not really. I mean, I enjoy the game.
It's a great game. It's a great game.
There's things like
we'll get onto that more in our end of year best game of the year discussion.
Ah, there we go.
We'll see how we go. Let's jump into it because we're gonna have to do a fairly short one because I've got to go and sort out 6 years worth of tax.
Oh, lovely.
Today. 6 years worth of tax.
Have a pause, please.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Let's leap in. Let's finish up Call of Duty Modern Warfare talk. To begin with, I finished the story mode this week, which was...
There's a story mode?
There is a story mode. It's if you look in depth, it's a single player mode.
I've never seen it. Mine just starts in multiplayer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think if I'd even had a copy of Call of Duty. I don't think I did for the last podcast.
I don't know.
It's basically 10 days I've turned it around.
Very nice. But it's not a long... Like, I've been playing it for, I think it's 45 minutes.
Yeah.
For the single player, 45 minutes for the single player, and I'm already 15 or 16% through the game.
Yeah, look, it's bizarre as well because I was trying to, nut through it to get the footage,
sure.
You know, to dump for the video review, which will be going up on the site very soon. If it's not up already, it'll be going up very soon. And I was trying to get through the story mode, and I got up one morning and I was 48% through, and I thought, this is gonna take the day.
Yeah.
2 hours later, I was done.
Yeah.
Finishing the story mode, I was 57% through. I think it's in terms of completing story mode, I was playing it on the medium level or the second highest.
That's,
I think you've then got to go through and play it on insane or whatever it is.
I'm playing it on the highest level.
Yeah, right.
And 45 minutes, I'm already, you know, almost a quarter way through it. So
yeah, yeah.
Really short. But that's not where the game lives for me. The game lives in multiplayer, and that's where I've been sort of hanging out.
But I do want to say the story mode is great. I really did enjoy the story mode of, as we've discussed before, really did enjoy the story mode of Modern Warfare 2. A little short, but such a good, well-told, engaging story. I mean, the set pieces are great. It looks great.
Yeah.
And it is above all else, it is just a lot of fun. Yeah. It's not overly concerned with the realities of war.
Battlefield 3.
Yeah, well, possibly, incidentally, an interesting stat that I read this week. 58% was it? Let me find the exact number here. I think it was 58% of people who here we go. 53% of Battlefield 3 players on Xbox also played Call of Duty. So it's not the one or the other, you know, kind of gaming market that that it's portrayed as.
And I'm the same with that, actually. Yeah. I play both, and I found that I've actually been swapping between the two.
Yeah.
Because I think, one, I think Battlefield's a better game when it comes to, like, the bigger maps and, and sort of, I don't know, there's a bit more sort of strategy into it, but the Modern Warfare is, as I've said, it's far more arcadey. So that's kind of where I've been going from. But anyway, I've almost, look, I haven't even prestiged yet. That's how pathetic I've
been.
Did
you know there's some people have prestiged like 10 times?
Yeah, I wouldn't surprise
me. I don't know if they've left the house. But
well, they also might have one character that people are swapping and then logging in and playing for 2 hours. Then somebody else is logging in for playing for 2 hours and stuff like that. And they just keep it just rolling over.
Yeah.
You know, my character, I'm up to level 79.
Nice.
So one more level, then I prestige. I'm almost there.
I'm at level 7.
T9, very good.
I've been playing a lot of the survival mode, which I've been loving. Really enjoying the survival mode. It's essentially just a horde mode that I don't recall being in Modern Warfare 2.
No.
So it's a new addition and really great. It's in the special ops mode, which I think is restricted to two players. I haven't tried to play survival mode actually with even two players. I've just played it on my own.
Jump online and say hello.
You are there quite a bit, but I've been playing some of the other games as well. But look, I mean, I got to say, Call of Duty: Modern Warfare 3 to finish out the talk on it. It's if you haven't already bought it, chances are you're going to buy it. It's very well worth it. I would say, you know, I've not played the story mode in Battlefield 3, but even the glowing reviews of Battlefield 3 said the story mode's pretty lackluster. I would say if you're just in it for the story mode, first person shooter, then it's really good. It's pretty short, but look. It's a great game.
Yeah.
You're not going to feel upset buying it.
Oh, look, either one, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think if you pick up a copy of Battlefield 3 or a copy of Call of Duty, if it was in my world, which, you know, I am in my world, I'd buy both.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I enjoy both because they're both fantastic games.
Beautiful. All right. Let's move on to another game.
Oh, yes. Well, should we talk about Assassin's Creed?
Well, I haven't received my copy yet. Oh, and your phone's giving us the Ghostbusters.
I do apologise for that. That's the first time I've ever done that, ever.
So, yes, if there is something strange in your neighbourhood, ladies and gentlemen, just call Tim Boyle. He'll sort you out. I don't want to... I mean, let's touch on Assassin's Creed. It's been getting some pretty good reviews. It's actually been getting a similar... Yeah, there's a similar theme coming through a lot of the reviews that I've been reading... You know, this business end of the year, especially for sequels in the third or fourth iteration, where they're starting to feel tired. There's a lot of, you know, Modern Warfare 3 and Battlefield 3. The reviews were going, look, it's great, it's fantastic. It's just more of the same, you know. There's nothing particularly innovative in it. I did find that with Modern Warfare 3, and it's what I'm hearing about Assassin's.
It's the same game.
Revelations.
It's the same game.
I mean, it's a great game.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
But it's the same game.
Yeah.
It's very pretty. But they've always been pretty. It's a lot of fun to play, but they've always been fun to play.
Yeah.
I mean, it is it's the final chapter of the Assassin's Creed. So if you're into, or if you've been playing the other games, then it's a nice way to round it out and sort of finish the story arc. Apart from that, if you've never played it before.
Yep.
You know, it's if you it's a bit late to get into it now, is it? I don't know. It's all finished.
I don't know. I mean, I think my brother's first Assassin's Creed was Brotherhood, and he loved it. Straight in Brotherhood, great. So I'm going to guess Revelations. You know, some of the story modes might be lost on you. I mean, it'll be interesting to see actually, because I mean, Brotherhood was the continuation of Assassin's Creed 2.
Yep.
So I mean, you did need the foundation in that story, but as I say, my brother didn't have it and loved. Brotherhood. So I'm going to assume it'll be pretty first time gamer friendly.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I'm very much enjoy it.
Yeah.
Although I have played the other game.
Yes.
But it is very simple. But it is more of the same. I mean, it's kind of a good thing. It's a bad thing. There seems you seem to be right with the whole, you know, these sequels that have come out. They're all pretty much the same game, just enhanced.
Yeah.
You know, nothing new has really sort of hit on the horizon.
Yeah.
For anything really across the board, but they are pretty versions of the games that you've sort of played and loved before. And Assassin's Creed is Revelations is no different to that. It is it is a nice looking game. It's got the same sort of multiplayer stuff that they did in the last one.
Yeah.
Which is fun. Like, I really enjoy it, although I find it really hard to play. It's hard to sort of get into the routine of anything, because you just sort of run around, you kill somebody, then you hide, and it's sort of, it's the same thing. It's yeah. it's very much the same.
Yeah.
But very enjoyable. I enjoyed it. If you are looking for, I mean, we should do a top 10 for Christmas.
Yeah.
5 weeks
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Of the way we rate the games. It would be up there as a very fun sort of game.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't think it's a Skyrim. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, I know it's a different sort of game, but yeah. it's not as sort of big and sort of expansive as that. So
yeah, right. Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to getting my hands on it. Hopefully, it's here somewhere for me to pick up. It is. We'll have a video review of it eventually in the coming weeks. So keep checking back on the site or on the Facebook. Every time we put a new video up, we also link it on the Facebook, so you can check it out there.
There you go. The Facebook.
Yeah, little mid round.
The Facebook.
I like calling it the Facebooks. No. I don't side with Timberlake. Drop the. Just call it Facebook. Oh, no. Not since In Time do I side with Timberlake.
How bad was that movie?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it is terrible. It is terrible.
Something else I've been playing in terms of your first-person shooter thing. I did jump on with GoldenEye Reloaded.
Ah, yes.
It's kind of interesting. I was I don't remember. All I remember about the old Nintendo 64 version of GoldenEye is doing the multiplayer, you know, and getting the golden gun and just killing everyone with one shot and going, this is the best game ever. I don't remember the story mode at all, so I can't really compare the GoldenEye story mode this time around. Really feels like a combination, and I mean, obviously, it's just because I've been playing both of these a lot recently. Feels like a combination of Batman and Call of Duty.
Yeah, it does.
It's a lot of fun. It's pretty great. I do worry that it's going to get lost in the shuffle.
It completely has.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, it is actually a pretty good game.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's the voicing is great. I don't know if I'm assuming Judi Dench did the original Nintendo 64, so they may have just reused her voice. But yeah. They've definitely got Daniel Craig to lay some new dialogue.
Yeah, I feel kind of weird about that though, because it was a Pierce Brosnan game when I was playing, and it's a Pierce Brosnan film.
Yeah, but I think part of the thinking behind that is, you know, for today's generation, Daniel Craig is Bond. And I kind of like him as a hardcore Bond. It gives you an opportunity to do the same story with a slightly more hardcore kind of a Bond. I really enjoyed it.
It seems also expansive to me. The levels seem bigger. It looks like there's more stuff in there. It feels that. Anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, we're talking about games that have come out and you know, Halo Evolved is another one which came out.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, frame for frame the same game, and you can press the button to swap between the classic version and the new version.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Halo Evolved is one of the best sort of relaunches ever.
I've got to be honest with you. The 10th anniversary, it's a Halo Combat Evolved 10th anniversary edition is the full title of it.
Right.
So I'm sure if you just go in and ask for Halo, they'll know what you're after. It's only $69 or something on its release. I don't know if I can actually put it in the running for like one of my top 10 games for this year, because it's a re-release. It's such a good game. There's a written review up on the site. One of the things that I found about it, it's a simpler time. It's a game from a simpler time, and the control scheme is simpler, but it just makes it so much fun to play.
But you play it with a Kinect. And it's even crazier. So you sit there and you go, flashlight, and your flashlight turns on.
Yeah.
And then you sort of run around, so you talk to your TV as you play the game. I mean, for some people, it sounds like you're just being lazy. You don't want to press the button. But it sort of brings this whole new sort of voice command and game control sort of starting to merge together. And I think graphically it looks amazing, and the 3D is fantastic. I mean, to go back into this old game, to then see it in high def, and then to see it in high def in 3D with voice controls, awesome.
Yeah,
you got
right.
me. You got me.
It's, I mean, I had a huge smile the whole time. The thing was, you know, coming from Call of Duty, which is quite serious. It's, you know, it's a very serious story and stuff like that. To come into Halo, which doesn't take itself too seriously. You know, your enemies, they're quite funny and all this sort of stuff. Just so much fun. I didn't realize I missed this kind of game until I started playing this.
They're almost too cute to kill.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, listen to that guy. I don't want to kill that guy. And then he'll like shoot you or something.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I will take that guy down.
Yeah.
But it's, look, yeah, I think it's certainly for $69. Yeah, you know,
it's well worth your money. I mean, you're going to get a lot of stuff. The online multiplayer is essentially just Reach.
Right.
In fact, when you launch it, it's just the Reach multiplayer. The control scheme's a little different. It's, you know, it's all the tweaks that have happened to Halo in the meantime.
Yep.
But it's still a lot of fun to play, and it really shows you why Halo is such a juggernaut, or was such a juggernaut in the industry. And I think this will help revitalize it. I mean, I'm certainly loving every minute of it. But I'll tell you one of the interesting things I did find, both with that and with GoldenEye. The updated landscapes, textures, all of that stuff is stunning, but there's an issue mapping the updated graphics to the characters.
Yes.
Because it's an old character animation just with new textures, and there's a kind of disconnect there.
But I found that with Halo, in all the scenes, it just seemed to jerk a little bit. Like the frame rate doesn't seem to quite gel.
Yeah.
So just graphically, it just sort of jerks a little bit, you know, especially in the opening sequence of Halo.
Yeah.
Where you're watching the ships fly past.
Yeah.
Was yours jerking?
I don't recall.
Yeah,
I
installed onto the hard drive, so it should have just been running straight off the hard drive.
Should have been, yeah.
But anyway.
Maybe it was struggling with your 3D resolution. Just very, very quickly, I just wanted to digress onto 3D. I don't know if it had officially been announced. It now has officially been announced, the price for the... For the new Sony 3D display, which we've spoken about with the split screen multiplayer that it's got and stuff like that, it's going to be $799 for the 24-inch, and it's got a few limitations that make it pretty much exclusive to your PS3.
Yep.
Like
what?
I don't think you can watch standard 3D. Like if you're watching a movie 3D, not through, like if you wanted to play your Xbox through it, for example, in 3D, it's not going to be 3D or something. This is kind of my understanding of it, is a bit out of the, I'm not 100%. It's $700. I'm not 100% on all of the details about it.
Right.
But I think at the end of the day, you've got a $700 3D display, 24-inch, you can pick up a 24-inch 3D display that's not going to be limited to your PS3 for about $500 now.
That's
so
right.
it's kind of that thing of going, unless you want the split-screen multiplayer, which I don't think a lot of us play two-person in the same house anymore, two-player in the same house, I don't know how well it's going to do. I don't know that it really has that bigger place in the market when it just seems to be a little priced out of its...
Welcome to Sony.
Yeah. Hey, incidentally, you've jumped onto Saints Row 3. Did you do Xbox? Well, you would have done Xbox because your PS3's dead. Apparently, Sony have said if you buy PS3 until February the 13th, sorry, if you buy Saints Row the 3rd for your PS3, until February 13th, 2012, you get a free digital copy of Saints Row 2 for DLC.
There you go. That's something very interesting.
Yeah, it's not a bad...
All the way up until Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And then after that, they don't love you anymore.
Yeah. It's all about the Saints from there, yeah.
Look, Saints Row 3 is awesome.
Yeah.
It is. You talk about games of the year, man.
Yeah.
This one has it. It is crazy awesome.
Saints Row 2 did make it onto a lot of people's game of the year lists. The great thing about the Saints Row franchise, Saints 1 I really didn't get into, but Saints 2 was where they really kind of found their feet and said, look, what differentiates us from the Grand Theft Auto series is we don't take this stuff seriously. It is all about fun. It's all about stupidity. By all accounts, you know, Saints Row the Third is the same. I of course haven't got it because I've been
let me explain one of these scenes to give you an idea. They get kidnapped right at the beginning. It's a spoiler, but not much of it because it's right at the beginning.
Yep.
They get kidnapped. They get taken up into a plane, and they get told that they have to give away 66% of their cartel to this European sort of syndicate. Yeah.
Okay.
And they say no, of course, and they fight. Breaks out and sues. The window of the plane gets smashed open. The back door of the cargo sort of drops down. The guys and the girls, they jump out without a parachute. They fight some guys on the way down. She keeps falling. You grab your parachute from the guy. End up having into a gun battle in the air, just shooting people like from coming up from behind and from below. And you dive down. You're diving through all the wreckage of the plane and all the, everything that's fallen out the back of this cargo plane.
Yeah.
You grab your girlfriend. And you sort of pull the chute and you go, well, we'll save the day. And then you see the plane coming at you and it's coming and it's coming. And he's like, remember the time when I caught you and you felt safe and secure? And she's like, yeah. And he goes, okay, you got to hold on to that. And he lets it go. And he's like, what? And she's like, well, before he does that, he said, what are you going to do? He goes, I'm going to shoot at the pilot, dive through the plane, fly, you know, killing whoever I can out the back of the cargo door, which is still open. then I'm going to dive down and find you again. And that's exactly what you do. You drop her, shoot out the window, shoot the pilot of the plane, fly through, take out like four or five people as you go through, straight back out the back of the cargo plane, dive down, pick up your girl, hit the chute, your reserve chute.
Excellent. So it's 100%. It's fantastic. For want of a better term, and I mean, it's going to be a bad comparison, but it's sucker punch. It is just stupid. There is no real grounding. It's big action sequences.
Exactly.
For fun.
And it is good. Very, very good. So
excellent.
Highly recommend Saints Row the Third. In fact, probably the best game that I've played in a long time.
Really?
Yep.
Would you put it above Modern Warfare 3?
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that high.
I don't know either. It's a different game.
Sitting funny on this wooden chair.
You know, you're supposed to have it where the seats and the... anyway.
Nice. Yeah.
It's confusing.
Yeah. The other big title that came out that I've been looking forward to, and I had a chance of getting it early, but didn't happen. I'm picking it up tonight, is Need for Speed The Run.
Oh, did it give you the runs? You wouldn't know yet.
I wouldn't know yet, but...
I've been playing it.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Look at the face that you just pull. Damn you and your game-playing ways.
I know. Word is it's not great. How are you finding it?
It's fine. Yep. I think it's pretty... I think graphically it's amazing. I think the story mode and the story that they have that's sort of interweaved is quite good.
I love the idea of it. The concept is great.
Yeah. Look, I don't know. I find the controls a bit touchy. Yep. Actually, the car that I'm working at the moment is a bit non-responsive.
Yeah.
It would be nicer if it was a bit more responsive. But I play from the first-person perspective, so from in-car game camera, and I'm having a ball with it. I think it's great.
Yeah, right.
And as you go, you unlock turbos and new things, and your car becomes easier to handle and stuff like that.
Yeah, cool.
And graphically, it looks great. I mean, the only thing that I would have partial issues with is that the levels seem relatively short.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you have oncoming cars and things like that, and you can't, because your steering's not great, you can't get out of the way all the time. So quite often you'll sort of hit something, explode, and then you get to sort of relaunch. You have three or four of those before you end the game, right? So as you're driving, you sort of hit there and you go, okay, well, that's where I'm always going to have issues.
Yeah.
So you slow down at that bit and what have you and so forth. It's not like... Daytona, which came out on the Xbox as well. You know, where it's like real arcadey. There's a bit more sort of strategy to it. And I think that's why people don't like it too much because it's a different type of racing game. It's not kind of like just foot to the floor and just go crazy.
Yeah. As I say, I mean, the two levels that I played, I really enjoyed. I'm looking forward to playing it. By all accounts, I'm picking the game up tonight and I'll be finished by tonight.
It's pretty short.
Apparently a very short story mode. It's leaning very heavily on its online features.
But the online's not great anyway.
I don't know that its online's are going to match Hot Pursuit, which had a lot of, gimmicks in it to make you play it.
I mean, the issue with the online is that you can join a game and you'll join a game... that could be running for 2 minutes.
Yeah, right.
And all of a sudden you're starting and everybody else is finishing and then everybody has to wait for you to finish your run.
Really?
Yeah, so it's kind of weird. And it's like then you get a little sort of like icon perk type thing that says, late bloomer. Well, kind of just annoying, really. Because if you're racing, then suddenly you have to wait 3 minutes for somebody else to finish. It's But anyway, I think it's certainly not one of my top games of the year.
Yeah.
But it's fun enough. But I'm not a massive Need for Speed fan, though.
Yeah. I mean, Hot Pursuit was the first one that really got me. Need for Speed had been on a sort of downward trajectory for a while, and Hot Pursuit was a really good reinvigoration of that series. I've not really been a fan until Hot Pursuit. Hot Pursuit I really enjoyed, but yeah.
Fair enough. But how's that? How many games did we just go through then? Like 20?
Yeah. And I mean, there's still more. Obviously, Skyrim came out. We are still waiting for our copies. So, buy it. Apparently it's great. You'll be playing it for months.
Did you see on YouTube the little girl, the girl versus Skyrim? Have you seen that?
No.
It's this YouTube thing that says girl versus Skyrim. And it's this kid who's, I reckon she's like 3 or 4.
Yep.
And she's standing there and she's looking at Skyrim on the TV.
Yeah.
And this character's like, you must leave. And she's like, no. And then he goes, you must leave. No. You must leave. No, 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 no. And she starts pressing the button and she kills him.
Yeah.
And she's like, see? and then he doesn't get up. And then this look, at they're filming her and this look on her face that she just realized she killed this character. And she's just really distressed. And she's looking really distressed. And I'm sitting there going, this is why you don't let little kids play these violent games.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what they're doing. And then they get emotionally scarred. Anyway, it's on YouTube. Check it out.
I'll have a look. Was that is your iPad pinging at us there, buddy?
Probably.
You're buying cartons for the world. Oh, you, that's a tinkle in the ivories there. a couple of games that are getting released this week. Obviously, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword is the big one for Wii. I don't have a Wii. Are you going to pick it up?
No.
My girlfriend is right now shooting a commercial for Skyward Sword.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For the, so I figured it's the competition. Skyward Sword.
Yeah, yeah, Skyrim sword. also, WWE 12 is coming out for 360 PC and PS3. Big news about that this week is it's going to have Macho Man Randy Savage in it.
I'm over it now. I picked up the last. I picked up the last wrestling game, and it was by THQ, and it wasn't good.
I tell you, I mean, the wrestling games are really a niche market.
Yeah.
If you like them, then definitely pick this one up. It's got Randy Savage in it. It'll be great. also, for the Wii, Modern Warfare 3 is out this week.
Really?
Yeah.
I just say Nintendo fail. I have no interest in Nintendo.
Well, it's kind of weird, yeah. Like, I mean, as I said, my brother, again, playing Black Ops, played it all on the Wii and enjoyed it. Graphics not great, but, you know, the game's still the game. Incidentally, did you know Black Ops was the number one online game right up until the release of Call of Duty 3?
And now what?
Modern Warfare 3, rather. It's now Modern Warfare 3, yeah. So Gears didn't knock it off. Battlefield didn't knock it off. None of these games knocked it off. It stayed at the top. It's pretty crazy. Did you have any other gaming stuff you wanted to
talk about? No, I'm done. I just, you know, I'll prestige later tonight and see what happens.
Very nice. One thing I did want to talk about, the big news this week, and it's not really news, actually two big announcements that are essentially both rumors. the first is that it looks like we're going to get an Xbox 720 tentative title for about this time 2012. It's going to be an end of holiday next year release.
And what are they looking to do with this machine?
Look, everything at the moment is just basically market and analysts saying, well, this is what I think is going to happen, you know, along the lines of, oh, there'll still be a drive, they're not going to still be a disk drive, they're not going to convert all digital, which you go, yeah, well, that makes sense. That would be shooting themselves in the foot. But, you know, I dare say it'll be geared higher to digital. I don't know if they're going to have, Sony probably won't lease them Blu-ray options, but they'll probably tweak the HD video options.
For the downloading? I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, they've been talking about 720 for years. So.
Yeah. Well, no, but apparently it's like they're thinking an announcement is in the offing. Ubisoft have announced that they're actually starting development of games for next generation console for Xbox. So.
Excellent.
And the other big news is that Hideo Kojima.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah. I had some curry powder. What am I saying? Anyway, Hideo Kojima, who you might recall as the creator of the... Metal Gear Solid franchise, who with the release of Metal Gear Solid 4 said, I'm done with Solid Snake.
Just
it's all
like
done.
Brad Pitt and his interview with what it's her name. Yep, go on.
We're moving away from it. It's all done. Well, he's come out this week and said he's working on the next Solid Snake game for Modern Warfare 5. It's going to be pretty exciting. Minecraft for the Xbox 360. Do you have an opinion?
I'm not going to play it.
I don't understand this game. I mean, people are loving it, and I don't know why. I'll have to look into it. We'll see what happens. The launch trailer for that came out this week. Maybe we'll stick it on the site. Maybe we won't. It's not a particularly good trailer. It's not a particularly good-looking game. But apparently it's full of some great addictive fun. Let's quickly wrap up on movies. I finally got along to Contagion this weekend.
That was you.
Yes. Yeah. It's doing okay. You know what's not doing okay?
Contagion 2?
Warrior's down to like single screenings, which is kind of a pain.
Yeah, good movie though.
Yeah,
still going to win the movie of the year.
I'm looking forward to jumping along to it, but I was kind of bummed because I was going to see Warrior. Couldn't get a time. You know, like the only session was at 5 and I was busy until 6.
Oh, well.
So instead I went along to see Contagion. Really enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah, look, there's nothing new or interesting about it.
I heard it was really terrible.
I'll tell you what it is. Again, it depends what you're after. It is entirely about characters. It's the, you know, what it's trying to do in terms of a story is not particularly unique or new. The way the story plays out isn't particularly great.
Todd Phillips directed it, yeah?
No. Steven Soderbergh.
Todd Phillips?
Yep. Jude Law is playing essentially, what's his face from WikiLeaks? Julian Asperger's. Julian Assange. Yeah, trying to play. Weird accent. Like, half the time he's Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins, and the other he's just doing a very bad Australian accent, so it's kind of difficult to place. But, yeah, a lot of the character stuff is really well done. It's some really good acting, especially from, like, the nothing roles. There's a doctor right at the start where, and this is a spoiler warning, folks, if you are going to go along and see it, this is a big spoiler. It happens in like the first 15 to 20
minutes.
About the first 20 minutes. Gwyneth Paltrow dies. The doctor's informing Matt Damon that his wife has died, and, you know, it's a pretty good scene. The doctor's amazing. Like, just a really understated performance that, you know, the hands of a worse actor, it'd be, you know, they'd be brow mopping and, oh, you know, it's, oh, come on, sir, you know, a little
Bruce
little,
Campbell doing
little
it.
Silent tear or something like that. It's, you know, listen, if you like character-driven pieces, definitely go and see it. It's some really great acting and stuff. I really enjoyed it as a film, but it does have some storytelling issues.
I heard that.
Yeah. But, no, look, I do recommend it. Actually, speaking of Contagion-based movies, I finally, because it was on TV last night, watched I Am Legend.
Oh, right.
So I quite enjoyed it.
There you
I think because I had such a low opinion of it based on what I'd heard, it didn't really have to be anything better than average.
Which ending did it have?
Is there multiple endings?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ending was really bad.
Yeah.
Ending was really bad. It's that whole thing about if you're going to have your main character die in a film, you've got to make them earn their death.
Yeah.
He didn't earn it. It was not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the there's one where he lives as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but you know, it's the only thing I liked about I Am Legend is they had the Batman Superman.
Yeah, that
poster.
Was cool. And he goes into the DVD store and there's a Teen Titans movie poster
exactly.
as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I kind of dug.
That was kind of fun.
But, you know,
it was kind of fun. Did you get along to any? I mean, you've been busy with your movies. So.
Yeah, no, I've done very little, my friend. Just been working hard. So
fair enough.
Yes, getting this TV show ready too, the segments up on
Yes, yeah. The other thing I was going to say, just a little comics news. They had a sale on Dynamite. There was a 99 cent sale.
I
picked up the first three issues of Bionic Man.
Best comic around, I reckon.
I didn't like it.
Get out of here.
Yeah, no, I found it. It's really miserable. And he's not a likable character at all. And the thing is, you can earn the right to have him sitting there going, I don't want to be in this body and all this sort of stuff if you've made him likable to begin with. But unfortunately, Kevin Smith isn't really that good at writing likable characters.
Yeah.
So a few jokes about sticking it in some dude's wife and all of this kind of stuff, that he's not a relatable or likable character. So, but now he's just whining and I'm like, I really don't care for you. Like, I'm not really interested in sticking around for your story. But I mean, you're enjoying it. So,
I'm loving it.
Yeah, so definitely, if you're interested, folks, I think the sale's over now, actually. But, it's a file for me and a game on for Tim. So for those people who say we always agree, we never do. Let's talk about Todd Phillips.
let's talk about Todd Phillips, shall we?
I must say, after we had the little discussion, I did jump on and onto his IMDb and I forgot. He has done some stinkers. He's done some stinkers. Oh, listen, I still...
Steve Pants Ratner, my friend. They hang out together. They do lattes.
No, I still like a lot of Todd Phillips films. So I'm not gonna Sticky Pants Ratner. I'll tell you what I did get while I was at the cinema. I got a trailer.
For Tower Heist.
No, I hate myself. I hate myself very much for what I'm about to say. Got a trailer for Star Wars Episode 1 in 3D. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to want to do it. I'm going to hate myself for doing it. I'm going to go along and see it. I just
Episode
can't.
Episode 1 in 3D.
Episode 1 in 3D. You know why? 3D Portman. That's all I need. And you've got the bonus of 3D Keira Knightley as Natalie Portman's doppelganger. Come on!
All right.
Sold! Well. That's about that. Did you have anything else to add?
I got nothing to add to that.
Let's wrap it up then, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for the short one. We are in a bit of a hurry today, but you have been listening to the Game On TV podcast on gameontv.com.au. If you want to send us an email, you can send it to gameontv.oz@gmail.com. That's gameontv.oz@gmail.com. But until next time, I am Jason.
And I am 3D Timo.
We will see you online.
Game On TV podcast on gameontv.com.au. We hope you had fun.